I'll explain this later.
Into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt. Yeah, STI, how to change your heart.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, yo. Welcome to the Emotion Picture.
We are back. Once again.
Hey, where's Jazz at? Jazz. I think Jazz is in the bathroom or something like that. Anyhow.
Show number 2020.
Yeah, it's been like 800 shows and something like that. I don't know. Well, welcome to the Emotion Picture. Woman.
I was recovering from the Do Me Baby song.
Oh, okay. You weren't using any of your Pure Romance, shit, were you?
None of your business.
Oh, damn, really.
Wow. Right.
No, one of my favorite Prince songs right there. You know, one of the greatest artists we have alive. Well, today's show is going to be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
Yes, it is.
I think we. Thing to take on. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it the right way. Pause. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, last week, you know, it just popped out. You know what I'm saying? And it came out of nowhere. You know, and we had to run with it. You know, basically we're talking about people who had a past that was homosexual, people on the down low and everything, and people called up talking about they had the gaydar. People said there is no gaydar and all that, and it seems like you guys out there really wanted to talk about this, so we decided that it was inevitable. We had, you know, delayed it long enough, and here we are. And we have a special guest. Jazz, you want to introduce that guest?
Yes, I do. We decided not to go extremely formal, so no therapist tonight, no book writers, no authors, none of that stuff. We have our resident gaydar expert, and he joins us from somewhere in Florida. And his name is JP.
Yeah, we're going to bring JP on a little bit later. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to bring JP on because as we were discussing this show, everybody on the line swore that, you know, they couldn't be the resident expert.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we needed to bring someone to our guests to dispel some myths and share an experience that we weren't able to provide.
Right, right.
Are we allowed to use pause this week?
I'm afraid to do anything, you know, because as a heterosexual guy, like, you know, everything you say on the subject, it sounds like you're going to catch a hate crime. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to.
Okay, so let me take care of that, guys.
All right.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
JP is a very good friend of mine. So let me
right.
just let everyone know that that is the connection. You know, for you macho men on the line, I, Jasmine,
that's
invited JP to the
that.
Show. I had his number on speed dial. That's
yeah.
my boo. But
are
we
you
and
beard,
JP,
Jasmine?
Say it again. What'd you say? I didn't catch that. I think I'm getting like bits and pieces tonight of
oh,
the show.
Okay.
But at any rate, JP and I talked, and you know, I let him know like this is a very, very open show. It's very candid. We speak how we feel. Our guests speak what you know how they feel, and we're gonna be educated today, and we're gonna have fun at the same time, and it's all good. And if anyone, you know, can't take it or can't tolerate it, then just hang up, and we'll try again next
yeah.
week.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, if you have hate in your blood. You know what I'm saying? Hang up or call up.
Yes.
Call up 323-657-1479. Dial 1 to speak. Yeah. Well, Sha, last week you had.
Yo.
What's up?
Why are you there?
Nah, that's Sha. Said, yo. Nah.
Yo,
you
no bad talk this week, yo.
Oh, man. You had.
If anybody asking, I got my gun on me. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm in the hood on the corner, just smacking people that walk by randomly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
Man,
you
know? I don't know. I'm just sitting down on my couch. It's not leather.
Pause that, son.
Leather.
Pause that. You're doing on the couch,
I'm on Al Bundy's couch. I had bought it on eBay. But you know, back in the day,
you don't sit on couches.
Back in the day, though. You know, in our time, you know, we used to have a term. If a guy was, you know, in the cut, didn't make too much noise or whatever, you know, be chilling and shit. But, you know, down low now means that you're living a lie, like you're a homosexual man living like a straight man, you know, so it's kind of
right.
weird, you know, to be born in the early 80s and to, you know, to see that term just change drastically. But you did have a tip last week on how one of the ways you can tell if a gentleman was living an alternative lifestyle. What was that tip?
Well, it wasn't a surefire way to tell if he's, you know, on that side, but it was one of those ways you could tell if a dude has like some feminine tendencies, and I had just pointed out if you ask a man to look at his nails, you know, stereotypically most masculine dudes will ball up their fists and stare at their nails, like, you know, turn their hand towards them, turn their fist towards them, and look at them, but. You know, certain dudes that, and it may be just dudes that get manicures or that have that, maybe raised with a lot of women in the household, they'll turn they palms down and stretch their arm out and look at their hand as if they're female. And, you know, it's just one of those things you might want to jot down as a possible sign.
Doesn't mean anything. You know, it's just maybe
nah,
that means.
It won't. Well, it may be, and we can find out tonight.
Yeah, I got some questions to do, too, man, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, our resident expert on this subject, yeah, you can dial up 323-657-1479. 1479 and dial 1. We have some calls on the line right now already, so hang tight with us. Excuse me. JP, you're not helping, Jazz. JP also, he shared with Jazz backstage that he's had his share of straight men, so he definitely seems to be an expert in, you know, he's like an inquisitor, you know, of these things. But we're not going to get stuck on the Gator thing. We definitely have more things to talk about. You know, I thought last week a surefire.
Is Vic tripping out sometimes? Is that my phone?
Yeah, no. It's Vic, definitely.
Am I coming in and out?
Yep. You are. That's
what I
think
it is, too. All right, so, I'm going to take care of that in a second. I was trying to be on Skype.
While you take care of that, I wanted to ask, I was going to ask you a question about last week. You know, some of the women were saying, you know, that it's every man's fantasy to, you know, have a woman that has had other experiences
with another woman.
Yes, but then, you know, the more we talked about it, that wasn't the truth. So that was kind of interesting this week, kind of talking to other men about that. And really the response has been the same, that, you know, that might be something that you want in your freak, your jump off or something like that, just to have and to say that you've had that experience, but that's not what you want for your wife. So
right.
That was some, I mean, I think we dispelled that myth for some.
You spoke about that behind the scenes. I thought I was the only one, and Shaw said, Shaw said, you know, nah, from two calls that definitely, you know, with your queen, you definitely don't want her to be bisexual.
Nah, it's not cool. It's definitely not a necessity, not a fantasy. Don't need that.
Not
still another human.
There are a lot of guys that's what they want. They want, you know, freaking with the threesomes, the menages and all that. You ain't with all that?
I'm not good with all that. I'm not good with bringing nobody else in the bedroom. It's just, you know, I think once you pick somebody to rock with, you should just rock out with them. And, you know, all that love and all that crap gets involved. So you don't need nobody else's, you don't need two twats in there. That's not cool. I couldn't even please everybody. I don't know what I would do. You know, 7 minutes, everybody to be just them at the party. I got to
tap out. Oh, my gosh. I've got something for that. Shaw, call me after the show. I want you to go to my website. Yes.
No, I'm good. Like, it's not like a problem. You know?
Yeah, we know you're good, but it's my fellow women out there that.
No, I'm just saying. I've been good in my days. I made the All-Star team a whole bunch of years, but it ain't about me.
Anyway,
in the Facebook room, we have one of our listeners say, why do people have a bias against gay men but accept female homosexuality? I think we're just talking about that.
I think it's a penetration factor.
Say again, sir?
I think it's the penetration factor. I think the thought of two women in society is like, you know, women have this heavenly body thing. It's real feminine. It's you know, you can kind of imagine them kissing each other. They're automatically affectionate, so it doesn't turn your stomach if you see two women hug or kiss or do anything like that. And a lot of men don't really understand what goes on when women have intercourse. Like, we don't know the logistics. I've talked to a bunch of men, and they don't really know how it goes down. They don't know if dildos are used or whatever. And when you think about men touching each other, it's already taboo. Like, we won't even sit on a couch next to each other. So if you think about a man going inside of another man, that it just doesn't compute naturally. Not to say that the other one is more natural, but it just comes off as just something that we're not used to and almost disturbing. So that's what I think. somebody at the door.
Call someone. Is someone at the back door? Or is that the front door?
Yo.
Go ahead.
You're on
go
the
ahead
road
and answer
tonight.
It. Go ahead and answer it. Welcome to the Emotion Picture.
Hello.
Did my
there?
Mic get...
Hello?
Your
hey.
Mic is on.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well.
We're good.
How are you?
I'm well. This is Aisha. I've called to the show before. This is a very
yes.
interesting topic. And I'm very pleased
yeah,
to
Aisha,
actually be the first speaker. I am a heterosexual woman, but I'm just still amazed at all of the negativity around homosexual issues. I just don't think it's right. There's whores running around everywhere, and we always talk about the brothers on the down low who are coming back and bringing AIDS home or whatever, but we never talk about the straight guys who are hoes, you know, and there's so much negativity about the quote-unquote taboo-ness in the homosexual community. One, two, what American macho men do is not the same as how men treat each other in other cultures. So, yeah, in America, watching Redskins, it's not cool to sit next to another dude on the couch. But in Italy, nobody thinks anything of it. They kiss each other in the mouth, and they're, like, related. So I think we need to, like, stop grouping all of the homosexual men together and all of the taboo-ness. That's something that's, like, goes along with homophobia and hatred and stuff like that. And I think we need to check ourselves because, you know, as black people, we are oppressed, but we can, too, be oppressors, and I think that that's what's going on with some of the homosexuals here. So that's my piece.
Wow, thanks, Aisha. I think that, you know, she raises a lot of very important topics, and I just want to say from the point of the Emotion Picture, we certainly do talk about everyone that brings home diseases and how we just want it all to stop. So, you know, please, guys, check out our shows in the archive about same-sex everything that is
you
plaguing
burn,
our
you
community.
Burn, you need to learn.
Yes,
say.
We don't care why you're burning. And we certainly want to bring awareness to this topic as well.
Can I ask you a question, Aisha?
Pardon me?
Are you there, Aisha? You there? Okay.
Yes, great. I am.
Are you single?
I am not single. I am actually in a happily committed relationship.
With a man, correct?
Long-term monogamous relationship.
With a man, right?
Yes.
Okay. If your man was seen kissing another man on the lips, you have no problem with that?
Depends on who the man is. Let me tell you something. I'm half Puerto Rican, and so, like, Latinas, we kiss each other. I kiss my mother in the mouth. I'm not, like, tonguing her down, but that's what we do. We hold each other tightly, and we will walk in the mall holding hands. And we look alike.
Your
but
man
there are people
holding
who
hands.
Swear that is my girlfriend. I do the same thing with my sisters. We're just affectionate. And so if my sister, who actually lives in Australia, if she comes home, I will lay in the bed with her, I will cuddle with her, I will hold her hand, and I will kiss her. If y'all think that
Aisha,
we are having sex,
great.
Congratulations. But there's
but the
something,
question remains,
there's a
Aisha.
Difference between being affectionate. Wait, but there's a difference between being affectionate and being sexual, and I think those things need to be cleared up.
Okay, so the question remains, if your man was seen kissing another man, or let's say holding hands in the mall, walking, you know, holding hands tightly, would you have a problem with that? Would you ask him about that? Like, hey, what was that about?
No, unless he's sleeping with them, then we have a problem because then it becomes an issue of infidelity. Because if he was holding hands with
the kid, you would see your man holding hands with another man.
The issue is infidelity.
Right.
There's some questions that need to be answered there, but I don't have a problem with gay people. If I happen to be in love with somebody who I find out is gay, okay, do your thing. But I'm going to accept you for who you are, and I'm going to love you from a distance, but I'm not going to trip out.
No, see, my question...
Download stuff is download stuff. Either you, if you low. You can be low down or you can be on the down low. Which is worse? I would rather have somebody who's down low, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're gay, but as long as they're not low down, if you can't accept that the fact that you're gay and you want to live a double lifestyle, that's your own demons that you need to face.
Okay, but those demons affect other people. And that, I think that's what
down.
The topic is about.
Low down means that you're cheating, means that you're bringing stuff home, means that you have no regard for anybody else.
Correct.
Oh, we can agree on that. Yeah, but see, the premise of my question was that you said that we see certain things like, okay, well, here, you know, men don't kiss, but Italy, men can kiss. So I wanted to ask you as far as seeing those images.
Who is the guy? If that's like his frat brother and they're like, he's going through a tough time or whatever, like, I don't trip over stuff like that. Having sex is not the same as being affectionate towards somebody.
So let me ask
that's
you a question.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Let me ask you a question. You can't go off on me.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this question. If your man is seen holding hands, walking through the mall with his frat brother, and he said, no, babe, I'm not gay, would you believe him?
Why wouldn't I? Because I'm not gay,
so okay,
and I hold girls' hands.
Okay. If your man
was seen kissing his
frat brother on the lips, he says, no, I'm not gay. It's my frat brother. I love him like that. Would you believe him?
I kiss girls on the lips, and I'm not gay.
So
am I
going to
be a hypocrite? Is that what you're asking me? I don't have a problem with homosexuality. One, and I am an affectionate person. There are things that I would do with somebody that is not at all sexual in nature.
Okay, but
can
I'm
I
not
ask
asking if you have a problem with it, but I'm asking would you believe this person is gay or not. It's very simple. No one said they have a problem with gay people.
That is hypocritical, because if I'm willing to accept that I do those things and I'm not gay, why am I going to push that on somebody else? That is hypocritical.
People,
if you say you're not gay, you're not gay.
I don't think so. So just because someone says they're not gay, that means they're not gay?
But, sir, I certainly understand and respect your opinion, but that's where I'm at with my beliefs. And
I haven't really said my opinion. I haven't really. Okay, well, that's cool. We had to. She's off. I was wanting to say that I haven't really said an opinion at all.
No, I get it.
I asked the question.
You know the topic, man.
People come with preconceived arguments.
Yes, and they think if you're talking about homosexuality and you mention it, that you're totally against it, and that's not what the show is about. We're talking about people that are hiding their homosexuality, bringing it to a heterosexual relationship, and endangering their partner or endangering themselves by just keeping those demons in. Like, if you're going to be
how we started out. Yeah, we started out like that, saying that as a heterosexual person, you can't say nothing. But I just wanted to ask, in Italy, or let's say Africa, wherever it is, you may have certain sexual norms that are different than here in America, but, we're here in America. Yes, we know that women can do a lot of different things in this country, and there is no stigma attached to it, but men sometimes is a bit different. So what I was trying to get from the caller and anyone else who wants to call up, if they saw their spouse holding hands and kissing someone of the same sex and the person said, no, I'm not gay, for them to say, okay, well, I don't want to be a hypocrite, so yeah, I would believe them. That, to me, that's kind of interesting. Uh-huh.
Well, let's go a little deeper. Jazz, you have children. Just think about that. Somebody's calling.
Okay, let's see. We have another call, 813. 813-433. 813-433-35-something.
Blasting.
I guess they're doing something. I think
you can. But I was asking. Did Jazz, you there? Is he there?
I don't know, Jazz. I don't hear Jazz. Hey,
I'm
here.
Well, okay, I was going to say.
All kind of weird stuff going on.
But you know who's here? I know who's definitely here. Our man JP is here. JP,
yeah.
JP
is here.
Jazz is here.
Where's JP?
I'm here.
Hey, JP, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Good to have
you've been
you,
hearing things.
I've been hearing, yeah.
All right. Now, I want you to talk about what we said originally. You know, Sha had his fingernail thing, and I had my dancing behind the woman thing. Are those things real? Are they fake? They making sense to you?
The difference between being comfortable watching two women have sex as opposed to two guys having sex? Is that what you're asking?
Well, start on that. Sure, why not?
Okay. You know, I've always been wondering the same thing. And it also goes back to nudity on TV, you know, that you always see the women showing their parts, but you never see the guys. I think it all started with way before when women weren't really considered equals anyways. I think that it's easier for us to, demoralize women because it's more acceptable for women to be, you know, less or to be less of a man, for men to be a lot more masculine, a lot more macho. It's not acceptable for them to show anything or to show affection or to do anything like that. And what somebody was saying earlier, you know, regarding that it was more acceptable for women also to sleep together. I think it's depending on the person and what they're interested in. I personally wouldn't like to see two women sleeping together. Two men together, I wouldn't mind, of course. It really does vary on what your preference is or what you're interested in. I also wanted to talk about the gaydar because that seems to be a very big issue for a lot of people. I personally don't think there is a gaydar. I think that was created by straight people or homophobic people to kind of point out the obvious or the stereotypical signs that they think gay people always display. And true enough, we do have very stereotypical gays, but, you know, we're not all the same, just like any race or any kind of people. We're all different. So we all, you know, we all demonstrate different things. We all express ourselves differently. I'm gay, very much gay, but I don't look at my fingernails the way the guy was describing them earlier. I don't wear makeup.
Do. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Wait, does he, Jazz?
Yeah, because you know why? When you said that and last week, and you can go back to the archives, I was cracking up laughing because I'm like thinking of all the men that I know. And I was like, yeah, JP does that. Yes, you do. All right.
But
anyway,
JP, if you
don't
realize
it,
maybe you don't realize it.
I don't realize it. Maybe I am too gay that I don't realize it anymore. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. JP, you trying to tell me
but
you
again,
had a house party? It's a bunch of dudes. You're not gonna know who's the one that might be possibly gay. Like you couldn't pick up some type of sense on who may be.
Okay, I have a very high opinion of myself. I think that with the right amount of liquor and the right amount of persistence, I can turn anybody. That's just me.
Wow.
I think at a party. Wow. Yeah. I think if I'm at a party and the guy's drinking, I think everyone has tendencies to explore, to try new things. Not everyone acts on it because I think society has kind of instilled such a fear of, you know, you being sexually explorative with your body and all this. But I mean, I'm telling you, just like Jasmine was saying earlier, we talked about me having straight men. Yeah, not that I'm really proud of that, but yes, I've had my share of straights and people who have been married for a while and, you know, have kids and all this. So there's really... I think anybody's open or, you know, game for it.
Do they hate themselves afterwards or they, like, come back for more?
I've had a couple that I've never talked to before, but a few that, yes, have come back for more. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. You did state that you can turn any man or whatever. But you didn't really answer Shah's question. I mean, is there any time where you see, okay, well, he obviously is gay. I don't got to turn him. Like, you mean be in a club or street, you know?
Yeah, I'm usually attracted to the most masculine, straight-acting guys. So, you know, if I see somebody that's obviously gay, I'm not really – it's not a challenge for me. It's not something I go
– But see, stop right there, though. What is obviously gay? Because you said there is no – telltale signs. So what is obviously gay to you?
No, there's no telltale signs for the ones who are very masculine. You can never tell. The ones who are obviously gay, of course, are the ones who are, you know, wearing glitter on their face or walking around all over, you know, all over the place, talking to people. So there are obviously gay people, yes. I don't think that if you have lived your whole life trying to hide it, I don't think you might display the signs that everyone is looking for. You know, people live a life that they think it's the right way, and they convince themselves that, no, I'm not gay. I think now the DL thing is more of an issue because gay is more out there and it's a little more acceptable. So people are coming out more. People are experiencing more. But I think DL has always been a problem, obviously. I think, you know, gay didn't just happen now, or it's not something that multiplies by something you eat. Gay has been always there. I think it's always been a problem. It's just that because it was such taboo before, I think people were a little more hesitant to try new things or to experiment, even if they were married or had girlfriends or anything like that.
You have children, so, maybe?
I'm sorry?
JP,
do you
have children?
Do I have children? No, I don't have any kids.
Let me ask you, in the chat room, so Agent Red wants to know, do you have regrets about sleeping with a married man?
Yes, I do. I do. I've only one of them I knew he was gay or married before I slept with him. The other ones are the ones that are DL and won't tell you until you find out on your own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, speaking about men who are on the DL, and we brought this up on a call earlier, a woman said that if she saw her boyfriend or man holding hands with another man and kissing another man on the lips, if he said he wasn't gay, she would believe it. What do you think about that? A woman in denial? Like, what do you think?
Okay,
it sounds crazy to me. What do you
think
about
so.
That?
No, I personally think that's a little crazy, too. I think that it's one thing of being really comfortable with who you are and truly straight and being comfortable with that, so you have no problem with anyone being gay around you. But I think that's kind of crossing that comfortable line. I think that's a little bit suspicious, yes.
So you mean it's bullshit, JP?
Yeah.
It's okay.
You
sound
like you're trying to be like real intellectual.
No,
like,
yeah,
I
think she may have a gay boyfriend if she saw him doing that, yes.
JP, do you believe that?
Oh, he's Italian.
You may think that he dances to this, like...
Okay.
Wait.
That actually goes back to stereotypical. You know how everyone talks about, you know, it's all those stereotypical signs people tell you. You know, if your boyfriend listens to Cher or Madonna or Lady Gaga, then he's gay. No, that's not true. I listen to hip hop and hardcore R&B, and I also listen to Lady Gaga. I don't think that defines me or who I am.
Why do you
think
say hardcore R&B?
Music.
He said
because
hardcore
that's supposedly, yeah, that's usually
R&B.
What people,
Chris Brown,
yeah,
hardcore
people.
Like R. Kelly? What do you mean, Aaron Hall?
No, that's not.
I think
R&B.
You meant hardcore rap and R&B.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
okay.
That's what I meant. Yes, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question.
Well,
JP, do you believe that people can be born homosexual, like, or do you think this developed?
No, that's also a very beyond description. Conversation I have with my family all the time. They keep thinking that I'm going to change, that something's going to happen, it's going to click, and I'm going to be straight. I don't think that I would have chosen a difficult lifestyle or a difficult path for my life if I had a choice. I think I definitely was born gay. I think I don't know if it's something that can develop. How old was I when I found out?
You're right.
I think I was probably around maybe 11 or 12 when I realized that I was looking at a guy in a way that I probably should not have been looking at him, changing in the language.
Or as that society suggested you should.
Yeah, yeah. And not just society, but my parents are Pentecostal preachers. So not just society itself, my household alone was very, very, you know, restrictive, and we preaching God all the time and Bible and this and that, so... Yeah, and not just society, but my family itself was very intolerant of anything else other than Christians and all that.
So how long were you living as a straight man?
Well, I mean, I guess when I was 11 or 12. No, I think my first time coming out to anyone, I was 17, so there's, you know, I had girlfriends before and a few girlfriends after, But the first time I was able to admit it to anyone other than myself, I was...
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. You said you had girlfriends before and a few after?
Yes. I wasn't ready to...
Like, icky?
What?
Were the girls icky to you? Like, it didn't work out? Like, how was the sex with a girl? You didn't like it?
I mean, afterwards, you knew you were gay. Why'd you do it in the first, after that?
Well, it's the same thing that we're just talking about now, society and making it difficult for you to really be yourself. I thought that's what I had to be. That's what my parents were expecting me to be, to marry, have kids, have the normal white picket fence life. I tried it because I wanted to make my family proud. It just wasn't what I was interested in.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever have sex with a woman?
Yes, I have. It wasn't as repulsive as most gay men make it out to be, but I definitely wasn't.
I wasn't.
I wasn't scared of it, but of course it wasn't what I was really passionate about, I guess.
Do you ever get the feeling, There was nothing wrong with it.
It's just, I mean, how descriptive can I get? I'd rather be fucking a dick than eating a pussy.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to see you guys later.
You're asking. Do you ever get the feeling you're in a club and all that? You see a girl. She looks kind of manly. She has like a wide nose. Do you ever want to go back to a woman?
Are you asking me if because I'm gay I will be attracted to a butch lesbian?
No, not a lesbian. But a woman who doesn't look as feminine. Oh, you do?
Yeah, you know that? Why not do the switch?
It's just not really what I'm into. I don't know. I like the real man, the masculinity of a real man, not a woman acting like a man. Christ.
Okay, we have a call, JP.
Okay.
On that note, caller 404. Good. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi.
I don't know the question. Okay.
Oh, you dialed one. Did you want to speak?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to talk about the fact of I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Just feel free to offer whatever opinions you have, whatever you want to talk about as far as this topic is concerned. We're talking about down low men, homosexuality.
Okay.
And we have a guest speaker on the line.
Okay, I think that, gay people or people that mess with same sex, it's like, I think some people, that's their hang up. Some gay people don't want to be gay, and that's their, hiccup. That's why they hide it from people. We all hide mostly what we're ashamed of. So I think that down low people really are ashamed of it. That's why they hide it. I don't think that they do it just to say, I'm going to cheat on my wife with a man because I'm just going to cheat because he just cheat with a woman. You don't necessarily have to cheat with a man. And I think that, some people, the born gay thing, I think that being born gay, I've had, homosexual feelings for a woman before, but I felt them very earlier than 11. I felt them at like 4. I was very young where I wanted to kiss a girl. I kind of got with him on that. But, I think that if you really...
Are you a lesbian?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. And that's why I think it's, inappropriate, definitely to, when people judge about, what you have done, you could have tried things and just not liked it.
Okay. That's very fitting for this topic, which talks about, experiences in the past.
Yeah, experiences in the past and how they play out for JP, I guess. You know, he talks about his experience as a straight guy and kind of going back and forth until he was able to be more comfortable and kind of stand up against, you know, his restrictions in his household and society for what his true preference was. So, I mean, I wonder if in the gay community, if that's held against you for, you know, how many women you've been with for gay men.
Thanks, caller.
Yeah.
Hi. I don't think that I haven't had any friends that have held it against me for having different experiences, especially with women. I think that the ones that have no attraction whatsoever or never had an attraction whatsoever may have a little more difficult time understanding. But I don't think anyone really judges you. I think the gay community itself is a little more accepting because we've had to really, you know, kind of fight for the rights and fight to be whoever we want to be, et cetera.
Now, Jazz, let us know that you've had straight men before, as you said earlier. Now, what is...
Yeah.
Do you get off on that? It's like, I knew it, or I turned him. Like, is that like an ego thing to you?
Yes, it is, actually. It's kind of an accomplishment, kind of like a challenge, I said. And, yes, I have dated, you know, guys that have said, yes, I'm gay, even from a front. And I don't mind that. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, eventually, that's who I'm going to end up with. I'm not going to end up with a guy who's so closeted that he's never going to introduce me to his family or his friends or anything like that. But I think for now, while I'm still trying to have fun, yeah, why not? Why not have more notches on my belt? I'm 30.
Okay. Keep more notches on your belt. So,
but, you know,
a friend of mine.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vic. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask. A friend of mine recently told me that a coworker of his approached him with he feels as though it was, you know, a gay proposition. He spoke about his hair and how, you know, he liked his dreads and how, you know, he was such a go-getter in life and all these different things. And he asked, he said, what's the deal? And, you know, he said, what do you mean, the deal? You know, what's the deal? So I'm assuming what's the deal is kind of like a, you know, one of those password things, you know. But he felt really embarrassed about it, you know, and he didn't know if there was something in him that he was showing out there that made a gay man, you know, want to approach him. So you're saying that maybe this dude that approached him was just real confident, or are you saying that maybe
guy
did have...
Yes, but ultimately, if you're questioning that, I mean, are you really confident where you have to question if your actions or attitude are going to be questionable for other people? No, if you're being yourself, just be yourself. Who cares? If a guy is going to approach you and want to sleep with you, he's going to do it whether you're confident or not. If you're attractive, that's what's going to happen. I think also people are so set on the gay word that even if I pay a compliment to anyone, and if this goes to my parents also, whenever they first found out that I was gay, any guy friend that I had, straight or gay, was automatically gay. They don't understand that we can have straight friends too. They don't understand that we can compliment you without any unhidden messages or without wanting to sleep with you. We just feel like your dreads are nice or you're a go-getter. Congratulations. Doesn't mean I want to take you to my room.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Let's say hypothetically someone sends you a picture of their manhood and then says it's a mistake.
Where is this going?
And they say, yo, my bad, son. I didn't mean to send that to you. I was sending
that
a girl.
I heard that happen.
Is that like a method? Should you be on guard?
Yeah, that could be. I would never even do that myself. I think that he was trying to just get a reaction to see how pissed off you were going to get. If you weren't getting pissed off enough, then I guess he had something else to try. I don't know.
Is it an appropriate answer? Because if you get real pissed off, like, I'll kill you, son, that's like overreacting. That may mean that you like it.
Right.
And you say, no, it's okay, it's cool. You know, that means, you know, so what is the appropriate response to that? Or is it an appropriate response? You just hope that he doesn't pursue.
Or just make sure, you know, you tell them, make sure you don't do that again, or, you know, don't send pictures like that to my phone. I don't know, something like that. But I think if you don't want to overreact, obviously, because that's already, we've already been so hated, I guess. I think that we're always, if you show that reaction, that just kind of feeds into the whole homophobic and we hate gays and all this and all that. So if you can handle it calmly, I mean, if you tell him you don't want that picture or to not to make that mistake anymore, you know, that's a good way to handle it, because he knows that you're not down like that, and he won't try it again, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, there's
so
no telling he won't try it again, but, yeah.
My question is, you know, I know that it's kind of a fun thing for you to have straight men or quote-unquote straight men that are saying that they're straight, explore themselves with you. But how does that usually happen? Like, you know, do you come on to them or do they come on to you? Because they know, I mean, you're not in the closet anymore. If anyone knows, you know, a little bit about you, they know what your sexuality is. And so do they approach you typically?
I have a pretty good, you know, they know that I'm gay, but I'm not the stereotypical gay guy. So they feel a little more comfortable being around me. I have instances where the guy has approached me first whenever his girlfriend walked away. Or guys that I have, you know, blatantly flirted with them and they went along with it. So it really depends on what they're comfortable with in the atmosphere. If they feel like they can trust you without you outing them or without you doing anything stupid, then I think they might be a little more willing to kind of go along with it and give you signs back.
What did the guy say?
Have you ever been threatened
not to out them?
No, I have never been threatened. No. Okay. I have been one of the fortunate ones that I haven't... I don't think I can't remember exactly, but I don't think I've ever slept with a stranger straight man. It's always been people I've known through family or other friends or through whatever activity.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a mutual trust already there. Yes, I haven't slept with any straight, random people.
No famous people? LL Cool J?
I would definitely be afraid of doing that. Huh?
Do you strap up?
Did I strap? Yeah, of course.
Do you strap up? Do you use condoms?
Yes, of course. We're straight and gay.
Yay, can we get a hand clap? That's worthy of a hand clap.
Oh, no. You said straight and Jesus. I mean,
he straps up no matter what.
The quote-unquote
people,
straight,
people don't strap
the quote-unquote.
Up. Don't say of course. Because people don't strap up out there, you know.
Yeah,
well, you
strap
about me,
up
not
with
people.
Pseudo-straight guys. And
Yeah, I don't have sex with condoms.
Okay.
Do the terms pause and no homo offend you? Like when guys do that?
Homo?
Like pause and no homo? Like when people, when straight men say something that can be, you know, perceived as gay, they say pause. Does that bother you?
If they say it in a derogatory term, like they're really trying to talk down to me, then yes, I'll take offense to it. But if we're joking around and I know they're my friends or whatever, no, I'm not going to be offended because I call them any kind of name, too, that I feel like. So if we have that mutual comfort, I'm not really offended by it. I probably should because I don't think anybody should be using that, I guess. But, no, it doesn't offend me personally.
Cool.
We have a caller on the line. Soul Sonic, are you on the line?
Yes. What's up, everyone? I'm back again.
Hey,
what's going on?
You have another great, interesting topic that y'all have, and I'm glad y'all are spreading this awareness in all different levels. And I think it's good for everybody to tune in and get these different perspectives from, you know, people from all different walks of life. Now, what I wanted to ask was, you know, this might sound a little silly, but it's a real serious question, you know. The gym that I go to, you know, obviously there's a lot of homosexual men that go to the gym. Now, there's a reason men and women don't share a locker room. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously because of physical attraction and things like that, right? What's that,
right?
So, if I'm changing, All right, check it out. If I'm changing, what's going on, man? If I'm changing in the locker room and there happens to be, you know, a homosexual man there, you know, it's kind of a little bit uncomfortable for me because I don't know. I'm not saying he's going to be attracted to me, but somebody is. You know what I mean?
Okay. Why is that
somebody?
Yeah,
I mean, eventually, you know, there's going to be a homosexual man that's going to find somebody attractive, a heterosexual man attractive in a locker room somewhere. And, you know, for me, I'm paying my gym membership.
He's going to fight, though, right? He ain't going to take it from you, is he?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to fight the guy and then get locked up because all he says
well,
something?
Let me ask you a question. This is a very important question I have to ask you. Do you feel comfortable being naked around other naked street men?
Oh, around, I mean, to be honest with you, not really. You know what I mean? Just
okay.
A bunch of naked guys in a room, it's kind of uncomfortable a little bit.
So
you know what I mean? I'm not,
different.
You know. Because it's the look. It's what's going on in his head that will make me feel a little weird. It's not, for sure. Because when you see a girl, you see a beautiful girl look by, you know, you're going to think certain thoughts. You know, and you know, I'm pretty sure it's straight, you know, straight or gay, whatever it is. You feel attracted to someone, you're gonna have these type of thoughts. Now, you know, I'm just, you know, being in my comfort zone, doing what I'm doing, changing or whatever. And I got this guy behind me looking at my butt when I'm changing. You know what I mean? And he's not looking at it because, you know, whatever, he might have these thoughts. I'm not saying all gay guys are like that or any guy they see. You know, I'm not talking like that. But I'm just saying in general, like, you know, that's kind of like. You know, I'm not saying gay people should be put on an island or nothing like that. I have friends that are gay that, I, you know, and it's all good.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I had to shut his mic off. I didn't say that. That's the Emotion Picture Radio. We are very tolerant of all sexual orientations. I don't want to get no hate crime charge. Now, Soul Sonic, I'm going to put you back on the line, my friend. You can't mention islands, fire, none of that shit, all right? All right, get back on. What you gotta say?
Do you think it's appropriate for homosexual people in that, you know, that see things that way to have their own restroom in a gym type of environment and things like that?
Look, colored water fountains. Why are we going backwards?
That's not what I said. That's why I brought that up.
You know, because I knew that's what you were talking about. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay. He's Korean, though. So is it part of the Korean culture? Is that what it is?
Or is it East New York?
Just me
in general. You know.
He also mentioned earlier that he wouldn't be comfortable being naked around any guys, period, whether they were all straight or not. I think it's just a comfort zone, not whether that we're thinking that we want to, you know, bend you over and smack that ass or whatever. It's just that we're also there for the same purposes. We're at the gym.
When I'm at the gym and I see a hot chick doing what she's doing, I'm looking. I don't care what you say, I'm looking.
Listen,
you know
that's not appropriate either. Hold on now. Whether it's gay or straight, it's not appropriate. I feel uncomfortable when a man is staring at me and I'm trying to do something that's totally non-sexual or minding my business.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Especially if he's not good looking.
Jasmine, I don't believe you. Jasmine, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, look. That's like saying, well, then you can't walk around the streets and be attracted to anybody. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, in a gym-like environment
you're talking about being in a room with somebody that is making you uncomfortable because of the way they might be looking at you or the things that they're thinking. You said the look. And I know that look from men.
Yeah.
And it can be very uncomfortable.
Let's say you were in a locker room. All right. So you were in a woman's locker room, right? And at the gym, and you're getting dressed to go home, right? And you're naked, and and a girl's looking at you, and she got nothing but lust in her eyes. You know what I mean? Don't you feel a little, you know what I mean?
I do feel uncomfortable, and I feel that same creepy feeling when certain men, especially and men that I'm not attracted to, look at me like that.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, I like it when women look at me like that.
JP?
Instead of
that's not right, man. I'm getting off this phone, man.
JP, he hung up the phone. I don't know where he went.
I guess
okay, if he's the one uncomfortable, then he's the one that needs to wrap the towel around his ass and walk onto a different mm-hmm. place. I mean, you can't segregate us all because you can't know what we're thinking. We might actually just be right. there working out and we sweat, so we're going to change our clothes. We have nothing to do with you. Point blank.
Yeah,
so you can't automatically think
you know, you're
here,
gay. You're queer, get used to it, right? You know?
Yeah.
You work out
nobody.
Separate bathrooms and all that.
Yeah, really. Nobody wants to.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine though? Can you imagine a whole bunch of gays in one bathroom?
No, I can't.
No.
We don't need to get our own bathroom. No, we need to keep it where we're at right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree because next we'll be black.
So, JP, Puff Daddy, gay or straight? Talk to me. What's up?
Who?
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. I don't know. I don't get anything gay about him, no.
Really?
I think he might be straight.
He might be straight.
Yeah.
That song is killing me.
LL Cool J.
How about
LL Cool J?
I don't know. LL Cool J licks his lips way too often to be any kind of straight. I think he might be a little funny.
Hello.
Hello, call up. Defend yourself.
This is something that people have been wondering for years. I mean, I know my answer, but people want out there, they want to know about Prince. Is Prince gay or straight?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know any straight or gay men that would actually dress like he would, so I think he's his own class. I don't think he's either.
Yeah, Prince.
He's asexual.
He's an anomaly.
He's just Prince. That's
I mean, that's just weird.
Prince.
That's just weird.
That's not nice to call him weird.
I want to know. Okay, this is very important, actually.
Yeah.
Once you're gay, are you always gay?
In my case, yes. I have actually had a friend who was gay, and we hooked up a couple of times, and I didn't speak to him a couple of years, and then I heard that he started going to church, and supposedly he was converted or changed, and he got married. Whether or not I believe that, my own personal feelings, I can't imagine not being gay, so I can't imagine that being real. I mean, it might be. God works in mysterious ways.
It's funny you mention that.
Yeah,
it is.
Funny
you mention that because in college, my first year in college, I did go. We had my next door neighbor in the dorm, named Twan, and Twan was a very religious guy. Church all the time, you know, Bible thumping.
Yeah.
I moved off campus the following year, and I found out that Twan became an RA, a resident assistant, and apparently he was turning out the freshmen. And, you know, he was exposed by the staff. It was a whole big thing. Now, years later, you know, I guess he saw the light. You know, he prayed to Paul or whoever he had to pray to. Now he's married with children. Think about that. Like can Jesus cure what was born in you?
Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist, so I really don't know. I just know for myself, there's no way. And I've tried. I mean, like I said, my parents are Pentecostal. I've been to church. I've been on my knees praying, not doing anything else. Been on my knees praying, asking for, you know, to change. But it doesn't happen to me. It doesn't work for me. I'm still gay. I'm still attracted to men. And I think that people think that if you're a Christian, you can't be gay. I love God. I go to church. I'm a Christian, yes.
Okay.
I do love guys still, yes. I don't know. I can't imagine not being gay. I can't imagine that actually happening because it has
to be. Are there some anti-gay scriptures that I don't know about? Like, is there something anti-gay in the Bible?
There's a lot of things in the Bible that people, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like there's a lot of things people do and they still love God and they're still Christian. So that's, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe in all that.
Well, the Bible's up for interpretation anyway. That's a whole other
subject.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole other ballgame.
Like God wrote it.
Well, let me.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're out of time. You know, but it does say like men should sleep, lie with other men as a woman though.
Yeah. I wanted to say something else though before we finish the show. I know that I come off as a little promiscuous, and yes, I am, but not all gay men are.
20 seconds. 20 seconds.
Yeah, you speak for yourself, right?
Yeah, I speak
for
myself. There's a lot of prudes out there, too. And yes, I like converting straight men, but not all gay men are like that, also. It's just a habit.
All right. Thank you, JP.
You.
We had to come off 10 seconds. The emotion picture. We're the shit. Definitely tell a friend. And we are out.
Bye.